The importance of mental health for lymphoma patients. Most lymphoma patients look forward to completing treatment with the hope that life will be back to normal again. However, from a 2010 National Health Interview Survey, the results show that cancer survivors may be more susceptible to psychological distress. This could be due to many reasons, such as fear of relapse, difficulty in adjusting back to former roles, coping with long-term side effects, and even perceived withdrawal of social support from family, friends, and healthcare team. It is therefore important to recognize signs of depression and talk to someone before it leads to a mental health condition. Depressive symptoms can include insomnia, loss of appetite, lack of energy in engaging in activities, crying uncontrollably at times. These symptoms can persist for more than 2 weeks. So how do we manage distressing thoughts and emotions? Psychosocial distress can exist on a continuum, ranging from normal adjustment issues to having a mental health diagnosis. Adjustment to cancer is an ongoing process in which a patient tries to manage his distress, solve specific cancer-related problems such as side effects of chemotherapy, and gain control over cancer-related life events. For today's discussion, we'll focus on the lower end of the continuum, whereby distress is caused by normal adjustment issues such as cancer-related anxiety. First, patients have to recognize the signs of distress. If the patient is feeling very irritable, angry, too sad to go through daily tasks, overwhelmed by panic and other intense emotions, he or she is likely distressed. It would be good to talk to the medical team if there are any recent or past events that may add on to your distress. These events include sickness or death of a loved one, memories of past events that came back in the form of nightmares or panic attacks, history of depression, past suicide attempts, etc. So here are some tips to cope with distress. Ask yourself, what are your past coping strategies that have been helpful? Could the same skills be applied to your current situation? Focus on one small step at a time. Do not overwhelm yourself. Talk to someone who gives you comfort. It can be your family, friends, or even a healthcare professional. We are available at each restructured hospital and polyclinics to provide psychosocial support for patients. Do not blame yourself for getting cancer. Do not feel guilty if you cannot feel positive all the time. It is normal when your emotions fluctuate depending on the events that happen. Continue to be active. If you are hospitalized, you can ask for physiotherapist review to teach you simple exercises that you can continue to practice. You can start slowly and come up with your own exercise regime.